Super Bowl 60 halftime show, Bad Bunny. We do this every year. We have you call in and grade, and we give our grades of what we thought about the Super Bowl halftime performance. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, what grade do you give Bad Bunny's halftime performance?
Hey, I give him an A+. I thought he brought the culture, the beautiful people. It was like we were in Puerto Rico. I just think it was a good performance. I think they should have done a closed caption so everybody could understand.
Oh, that's good. That could have been a really good idea.
Yeah, I heard that. That's a great idea. Because then you feel clued in, at least.
Yeah, I think other people would have felt involved, and they would have understood what he was saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I speak a little Spanish, but not much, and I couldn't understand the whole thing. But I still thought it was really good.
What do you think about Gaga?
I did want to say...
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I love Lady Gaga.
Okay.
I was just saying that y'all skipped over Coco Jones, who did an amazing job on Lift Every Voice and Sing.
She did a beautiful job. And do you know what else? I never realized how much Coco Jones favors Jennifer Hudson. Does anybody else think that?
Yes, she does.
They do. And they're very powerful voices, but then also they look very similar.
I thought it was a prank. Right. I thought, this is really Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah. She did a beautiful job. She did. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, you're welcome. And her outfit was paying homage to Whitney Houston when she sung the anthem.
Oh, wow.
So I thought that was beautiful.
Overall, I
give everything an A+. Everybody did wonderful.
Excellent opinion and breakdown. I like that she had it all laid out. Jennifer, what grade do you give Bad Bunny?
Hey, yeah, I give it an A, but I think it's kind of obvious because I'm Hispanic, so I understood everything, and it just reminded me of the music that I currently like to listen to and what I listened to growing up. I just think that it was the wrong audience, just because growing up, I would never remember watching American football. Like, that could have been perfect in a setting of like the World Cup.
Oh my gosh, I mean, how big would that be?
Sell them at the best.
But if I was Bad Bunny, I would.
Jason, I don't.
Yeah,
I am speaking Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he learned it on Bumble.
Yeah,
Bumble.
He said that earlier. Like if at the World Cup, if they had like again Morgan Wallen out there, and it's in freaking Italy, you'd be like, what? This isn't why.
She has a good point, and she is Hispanic. Uh-huh. That's a really, really good point. She's saying it should be in a different setting. And I agree.
I think
with
20 years ago, I agree with that. I disagree now.
I do too.
And she is
NFL
Hispanic.
Is too
she's
global.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
We're not saying she's wrong.
Yes, no.
He's saying that he just disagrees that.
I disagree with the take.
We're not Hispanic.
Yes. Setting.
20 years ago, yes, but now the NFL is all encompassing.
And neither is the person that booked him's not Hispanic. That's irrelevant.
I say all encompassing, and he goes.
Can you say you feel sad for him, please?
That's not the right word.
Sad's
not the right word for
him. Let's go to Lena.
Lena's just enraged politically about what.
I am not. I just
but
had a revelation.
Are on both sides.
I had a revelation on the air about why maybe people were not enjoying it as much because of my background.
Yeah.
I feel a very different way.
But the caller, was Hispanic.
I'm not arguing with her.
Okay, you shouldn't.
I'm saying I was responding to
you
saying that I'm upset because of what I'm outraged because of politically.
But you're 1/10 Hispanic. She seemed like she was.
First of all, I'm not.
What about her seemed that, Jason?
She said I'm Hispanic.
But she didn't give you a percentage. So what did she say that gives you the assumption that she's more of her percentage than Katie?
Because she knew every single word.
She didn't say that.
Yes, she did.
She said I understood some of it.
Some of it is what she said.
Wow.
I thought she said she understood it all. But it doesn't matter. But just because someone's Hispanic doesn't mean they're going to be right about everything
in
Hispanic culture either.
Right, you can't.
And some people who are 0% Hispanic can speak the language and understood every word.
Right. But it's an interesting perspective.
Now, let me just tell you something. If it had been all written out, I would have been able to tell you exactly what he said. But when sometimes, and also, here's the other thing, too. So my father, who speaks fluent Spanish since the day he was born, said to me, Puerto Rican Spanish is very difficult for him to understand because it is so fast.
Fast, okay.
And there are certain ways and language, certain dialects that are used, like the R, they'll use an L. And he said, so even for me, who is a native Spanish speaker, he said Puerto Rican Spanish is difficult because it's very fast.
It was.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The accent threw me off, but go ahead.
Let's go to Lena. Lena, what grade do you give the Super Bowl halftime show?
A+. And to a point, I think it's not about the typical Super Bowl spectacle. I think it's more about recognition. And also, you don't have to understand the words to understand the vibe.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It was straight up a vibe.
Well, no, he just didn't he wasn't familiar even the beats and stuff.
Yeah, none of the songs were recognizable at all.
I mean, I didn't understand not one single word, but I was vibing the whole entire time.
That is a great point. I think that's what I was trying to mm-hmm. say is like, even though you don't understand it, you can be in, like with the opera thing, you don't understand it, but you feel. And if you pay attention to all the context clues, it's
who wants to go to an opera?
And that's the knock on operas, though. People are like, I don't want to go because it's going to be a different language.
Very
the number one reason people say they don't want to go. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it.
Very niche.
Whatever. It was an example.
I get the example. That makes sense. Let's go to Greg. Greg, what grade do you give the halftime show with Bad Bunny?
I give him an A. I have friends that are from Puerto Rico, and they were adamant that it was so culturally deep that we wouldn't understand a lot of it. But I think everybody's missing the big point, or, you know, the major factor, and that's he didn't do anything political.
No, he didn't.
It wasn't like the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Yeah,
so I'll take that. He could have got up there and sang opera, and I would have given him an A as long as he didn't do anything political.
No, that is a great point. He didn't. You know how he started the show?
It's nothing against him.
And it was in Spanish, but that's the outrage,
I know.
Is that it was going to be politically charged. And
right.
That, and it wasn't.
No,
not
it
one
wasn't.
Thing. You know what he said in the very beginning, and it was in Spanish, but he said, I'm here because I never stop believing in myself.
Which I love.
And you should not ever stop believing in yourself.
And that's the American dream.
How can you be anybody be angry about that?
No, they shouldn't be.
You know?
Now, I did where I was because we had heard that the Turning Point USA show was going to be longer.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Bad Bunny was over, we're like, should we even check it out? And we did. And to be fair, awful.
Boring.
I mean, first of all, it was like Lee Bryce don't know any of his stuff.
Well, Kid Rock was the main.
Then Kid Rock came out in jorts, and maybe it was the channel I was on. But when he came out, the audio was off by like 3 seconds.
Oh. Were you surprised by the jorts?
I was surprised by it looked bad and it sounded worse.
I think that he always wears jorts.
Maybe he does, but it was just like, it was extra jorty. I don't know why, because I guess because it's wintertime here. He was inside, but I'm like, he's wearing jorts?
Yeah.
But I'm not surprised. But he didn't dress nice.
It's like on brand.
Yeah. But it was awful. And we're all like, this is the worst. And I thought this was the worst Super Bowl. Even the commercials, two or three were standout. The rest were like, what are we doing?
I thought the Benson Boone.
That was
that
the
one,
best.
That was very funny.
With
very
Ben Stiller?
Funny for Instacart.
Yeah, when Ben one. Stiller's character is trying to up Benson Boone by flipping off the top, like broke his back.
That was a very good hilarious. One.
All right. Dwayne, what grade do you give the halftime show?
I give it an F.
Why is that?
It's in Spanish. Subtitles are in Spanish. I couldn't understand it. Nobody in my household could understand it. Your audience is predominantly English. If the subtitles would have been in English, that would have been a different story. But for everything to be all in Spanish, I give it an F.
Okay.